So we spoke yesterday about how even though things look bad, sometimes bad situations can turn out to be very good. So there was that story that I think I said over in Shia on Parsha B'Shalach, I won't say it over again, that it says in Parsha Shmuitz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu to take out Klal Yisrael, he came to Klal Yisrael and he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pokud yifkod eskem, Hashem has remembered you. And it says over there that they believed Be'ish Moshe, they believed Moshe. They believed that Hashem was coming to save them and they were going to go out of Mitzrayim. However, four parshas later, after Kriyas Yam Tov, we say every single day, V'ya Yisrael es Mitzrayim misat vasi yom, that Klal Yisrael saw Mitzrayim die on the side of the sea. They feared Hashem and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his Eved. The question is, why do they have to believe in Moshe at the time of Kriyas Yam Tov if they already believed in him in Parsha Shmuitz all the way back way before the Esamakus? Why do they have to believe again? So it must be that somewhere along the lines they stopped believing. The question is where and why. So I heard a quote like this when I was in high school. I have no idea who said it, but one of my rabbis called Rabbi Hochhauser said it from the shame someone, that when they were in Mitzrayim, they knew that they were going to get sick. They were told it was a Masorah that was passed down from their ancestors, that one day the Rebbeinu Shem was going to take them out of Golos, Pokud Yifkod Hashem Elikim Eschem, and Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he said those same words, and they understood that Hashem is now coming to save us. He did a few magic tricks with blood and snakes. So why should they not believe? So they believed. However, after that, two very strange things happened. The first strange thing was that Moshe went to Paro and he said that we want to go away for 3 days. Now, they knew full well that they weren't just going to go away for 3 days. They were going to go into the Midbar for 3 days, and then when no one's looking, they would run away forever. And they thought to themselves, if this is really the almighty, all-powerful God who can do anything, so why are we being so dodgy? Why are we doing shtickim and trickim and trying to get out of Mitzrayim in all these funny ways? He should just go and take us out of Mitzrayim. Why does he have to pull a trick on Paro? And then there was something else very strange that happened. Moshe told all of the Yidden to borrow kelim from their neighbors. And they knew full well that they were going to borrow these kelim. And then when they ran away, they would just run away forever and they would keep the kelim for themselves. Because Hashem had promised the Jews that they would go out with the Rechush Goblin with great wealth. And so there had to be a way for them to get the great wealth. So this is what they were going to do. They were going to steal all the kelim from the Mitzrayim. And they thought, again, this is very strange. If this is really the almighty, all-powerful God who could do anything, why is he being so dodgy? Why is it telling us to borrow kelim and then run away with them? Why can he not just get us a Rechush Gadol in a normal way? So they stopped believing. At that stage, they stopped believing. Then it came to, you see, Mitzrayim. They came out of Mitzrayim. And they were going through the Midbar. And after 3 days in the Midbar, the Mitzrayim started chasing after them. Why did the Mitzrayim chase after them? So Rashi in Parsha B'Shalach, he speaks out, the Pesukim also much like this, that there were two reasons why they chased after the Yidden. The reason why Paro came after the Yidden is because they came to Paro and they said they were meant to go away for 3 days and now they've gone away forever. So let's go and try and get them back. So that is why Paro felt that he wants to go and chase after the Yidden to try and get them back because they've gone away for their 3 day period. And everyone else joins with and wants to go after the Yidden for a different reason. Because Paro said to them, they borrowed all your kelim. They're going to run away with them forever. Make sure you go and get them back. So the whole of Mitzrayim all joined together and started chasing after the Yidden. And they went, they got to the Yam Suf and the Yam Suf split and the Yidden went through. And then the Mitzrayim went after and the Yam Suf came back together. And the Yidden saw all of the Mitzrayim dying in the Yam Suf. Then by Amin about Hashem Moshe after, and then they believed in the Rebbeinu Shalom, because now at this point they saw the whole big picture. They saw, they understood the whole reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom had done everything in these ways. He said that we should only go away for 3 days, and he said that you should borrow the kingdom as opposed to giving them money from the Mitzrayim, was all just so that it would make the Mitzrayim chase after them, and they would go into the Yam Suf, and they would get drowned, and they would all die. And this is a big lesson, this big Musa, that sometimes you see things happening around us, and we don't understand. We don't understand. Is this really the Ribbono Shel Olam? Would you really do things like this? Does it really make sense? How can it be? How can the Ribbono Shel Olam make a Holocaust? How can the Ribbono Shel Olam do this? How can you do that? And we don't understand the whole big picture. I heard a beautiful mashal for this from my mashgiach of Gershon Miller. He said that imagine you've got an ant that's walking along a mosaic. You've got a massive mosaic on the floor, and the ant's walking along. And he's looking at the floor, and it's nice yellow tile, and he thinks, what a beautiful floor. It's so pretty. It's a more nice color. He steps onto the next tile, and all of a sudden, it's blue. He thinks it's a bit strange. It's such a sudden change of color. It doesn't make any sense. Obviously, a very bad designer. Then he goes on to the next one, and it's black, and it's all dark and scary. The next one's brown, and then the next one's yellow again. And he doesn't understand what's going on. It doesn't make any sense. If you take the ant, and in 1 second, you lift it up and hold it above the mosaic, then in 1 second, that ant can now appreciate the entire picture. He can understand why the yellow tile, the blue tile, the black tile, the brown tile. He understands everything in 1 second. In 1 instant, everything becomes clear. And that is what we will have at the time of the Geula Shleima. That it says, V'yeda U'mola ha'ez de'es Hashem. That in 1 second, the whole universe will understand Hashem. They'll understand His existence. They'll understand the meaning behind everything. All the things that didn't make sense to us, the Gilui HaShekhinah, that is the highest form of Gilui HaShekhinah, that's why there'll be no suffering in the world. It doesn't necessarily mean that suffering will stop, but we'll understand everything. We'll appreciate why every single thing has to happen, in which case it's not going to get to us. It won't be in the Sayyid to say Gamzul HaTov, not say Gamzul HaTov, because we know that everything is for good. We'll see with a completely clear lens that everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us is for the greater good, and it's not just a b'di'evet. It's not that there would have been another way to do it, but this is okay. This is the best thing that could possibly happen to you, and that is the understanding that we'll get with the Geula Shekhinah, like Klal Yisrael had at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim.